Welcome to the Bomb and Gouge podcast. I'm your host, Gary Bissell. This week, we're going to talk about how to, instead being a product of your environment, making your environment be a product of you. All right, I want to welcome everybody in. So this week we're talking about, is your environment a product of you, or are you a product of your environment? Most of us are a product of our environment. And what that means is you're a follower, right? Whatever is going around you, you will generally fall in line with that, right? The really successful people and the ones that make a huge difference, they make their environment a product of them. In other words, they're terrific leaders that start with a strong belief in something, okay? So whatever that belief is, they won't be deterred and they won't let their environment change that. Now, what I mean by environment, I may be referring to the people around you, right? Or literally, it could be referring to geographically, where you live, or the company you work for, or the team that you play for. Are you letting those things influence you? So a good example would be if you're in a negative work environment or on a negative team, right? Do you fall into that trap, or do you try and change that culture? And these are the things that, to me, are really important, where people start separating themselves. And too often, I find people making excuses for themselves based on their environment. So a great example would be, let me use college golf for an example, right? I'm a coach in a northern school, right? We're in Michigan. So winter is not ideal for golf. So if you're not the player that you want to be, do you make the excuse of, well, I play in the north? All right, I can't practice year-round to the same way that a southern player will. All right, or do you find ways around that? Because at the end of the day, it's been done. Jack Nicklaus, arguably the best player of all time, most majors of all time, played at Ohio State. So clearly, there's a way around this. And the other thing that I've found is I've seen people that have great environments, and they still find an excuse. And what I've really learned is people who are going to make excuses are going to find excuses no matter what. And on the flip side, I've met some people that have come from terrible environments or in bad environments and are incredibly successful and incredibly positive, and they get better every day and they find ways around these challenges. And they don't look at their environment as a negative thing. It almost makes them better and stronger. All right. So there's a saying that I love, and it's absolutely true. What humans can do is amazing. What they often do is disappointing. And so what we're referring to here is we're all capable of so much, all right? Like, our ceiling is far beyond what most of us believe. There's an ex-Navy SEAL, I believe his name's Mark Divine. I don't want to get this wrong. Let me just look this up really quick. Sorry for the quick pause here. I believe it's Mark Divine. Sounds right. Mark Divine. So he's the founder of SEAL Fit. And what he's found is we are capable of 20 times more than our mind perceives. All right. So this takes me back to what humans can do is amazing. What they often do is disappointing. We're all capable of so much, but we don't tap into that. It's so much easier in life to just take the easy road. Okay, I'm going to be like everyone around me. Average, or whatever that is. All right, so that's the easy road. All right, let's talk about how to take the hard road and get yourself to where you actually want to be. One thing I would say is literally change your environment the best you can. All right, so you can change your environment by not falling into these traps, not being negative, all right, not being lazy, in a bad culture, whatever, changing that culture, right? So we're not talking about just walking away from our environment. We're talking about actually trying to change our environment. But on that other side, if we're just talking about people, a lot of the most successful people in the world got successful because they surrounded themselves with successful people. Seek those people out. Learn from them, right? And I think that's another trap we all fall into, right? It comes back to that fixed mindset versus growth mindset. Do you have a fixed mindset or a growth? A growth is, I can grow every day. I don't care where I'm at now. I can get better every day and find myself in a totally different situation than what I'm in now in the future. A fixed mindset is everything happens for a reason and I'm just destined to do this, and You know, however my life turns out, it's how it turns out, and I really don't have a lot of control over it. All right, so can you seek out those people that are going to help you or learn from them, right? Not even, and I don't mean help as in taking handouts, learning from them and helping yourself that way. And then can you actually change your environment around you, right? Now, beyond that, there's, you get a lot of these motivational speakers, right, who they, we've all seen the videos, and I think some of them are really good. I think some of them are a little scary, right? Like, one I hear a lot is, like, you can't sleep. Like, you're sleeping, life's passing you by, and blah, blah. You know what? There's a lot of studies also that say if you're not getting 7-8 hours of sleep a night, you're not able to perform at your maximum capacity. And I absolutely believe that. When I'm on 8 hours of sleep, I feel astronomically better than when I have 4 or 5 hours of sleep. All right, I feel way more productive. But what I would say, all right, that the you know, these motivational speakers are pounding your head is you got to work so hard, you got to work around the clock. A lot of people work hard. Like, a lot of people work hard, a ton do. So is it really about how many hours I put in, or is it the standard in which I do those hours or in which I conduct those hours? To me, that's where I've seen the really successful people separate themselves, is a lot of people work 60-hour weeks, right? And to be fair, I'm not striving to work 100 hours a week. Unfortunately, I work a lot, and I work more hours than I'd probably like to. But the more important thing to me is, what's the standard of those hours, okay? Am I wasting time, or am I getting better all the time? So to relate this back to a sports team, if you're a collegiate golfer, right, there's a decent amount of hours in a day that you can practice. And a lot of other golfers are taking advantage of those hours. But are you gaining an advantage within those hours that someone else is putting in? So if player A and player B both average 32 hours a week of practice, right, but player B is far more productive in that practice, he's going to be a way better player. It's not just strictly about hours, right? It's the standard, right, in which you do things. So, you know, Penn State's football coach had a, just last night, Saturday night, he talked about being an elite program, right, versus a good program or great program, however you phrase it. And we use the word elite in our program all the time, all right? And he was spot on. So if you didn't see it, he was talking about, you know, elite, basically talking about the standard in which Ohio State football does things. He was saying Ohio State's football program is elite, right? So that's taking notes at meetings, coming to practice, with an intent to get better and being focused and improving your weaknesses, this and that. Like, those are what elite people do versus the average, where it's just showing up, going through the motions, right? So, and that's where it's really easy to categorize, right? Below average people are late to stuff. They don't even put in the hours, right? They skip stuff. They're late to stuff. They're checked out, right? The average person shows up to everything. He's on time for everything. But he's just going through the motions, he or she. They're just going through the motions. Just there to be there because they're supposed to, or this is what they think they're supposed to do, right? The elite person gets the most out of every hour, every minute that they can, right? They have intent. And I think that word is so important when we're talking about getting better and getting ourselves in a situation we want to be in, is having intent. Every day having that intent of, I am going to get better today in everything, right? And so we use the expression in our program, and I use it in my daily life all the time, Kaizen, right? Japanese business term, improve every day. And we use it across the board. Every day can you wake up and say you're a better person than you were the day before? And to me, what entails in that, let's say you're a collegiate golfer. I keep going back to this example. It's easy for me to use. Are you a better golfer? Are you going to become a better golfer today than you were yesterday? Are you going to become a better son or daughter than you were yesterday? Are you going to become a better girlfriend or boyfriend than you were yesterday? Are you going to become a better friend, a better sibling, a better student? All right. Are you going to have a random act of kindness and help someone out? Are you going to be able to do all those things? That's a full day, right? And that's a day where we're truly improving. And in my experience, at least in life, the thing that brings the most happiness is fulfillment, and fulfillment comes from self-improvement. you know, and helping others. And that, so I circle right back to this leadership deal, right? If you can be a great leader, your life will be fulfilled and you'll be happy, right? Because improving yourself and those around you, there's no better feeling than that in the world. And if you're doing that, and if we had, what, 7.5 billion people, whatever there is on earth, all doing that, you know, this would be a pretty special place. So these are some things to think about. This episode is going to be short, but these are the things that have been going through my head lately. They actually go through my head pretty much all the time. I would like to see more of us understand that our environment can be a product of us, not the other way around. Just because of where you grew up, what team you played for, what company you work for, who your family is, whatever, doesn't mean that has to be you. All right. So I will leave you again. I've said it three or four, you know, this is probably going to be the third or fourth time I've said it. What humans can do is amazing. What they often do is disappointing. And I would hate to see myself or those around me fall into that category. This has been another episode of Bomb and Gouge. We'll see you next week at 7 a.m. on Monday.